Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW. Joining me in the studio this morning are Jen Hamblin and Chola Mole. They're here to talk about a grant that they received, the Community Capacity Grant to the Sitka Tribe of Alaska from the National Forest Foundation. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me a little bit about the background of applying for this grant, which is going to fund some meetings for the Indian River Working Group? Is that correct? Am I saying that right?
Yes. So this year I've been participating in some hydrology weeks mm-hmm. with Chola Mole, and I work with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska as a natural resource specialist. And so we've been going out into rivers and learning about them with local resource managers. And I'll let Chola tell that story.
So I teach over at Manishcomb High School, and I recently started this last year a field research class. And so the purpose of the class is to have kids really get to experience different types of scientific research. And so, and I'm kind of more of a marine gal, and so Jen has really been helping me do some more terrestrial stuff and connecting those two ecosystems together. And she helped me develop this curriculum to bring kids into the rivers and to get to experience the kinds of methods that you use to figure out how if a river is healthy or what are the different management challenges. And so we were in Indian River and looking around with a bunch of high schoolers and telling them all the different kinds of challenges and parts of the river. And they kind of looked at us and they're like, well, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. And we were like, it was a super great experience to have all these different kind of stakeholders standing there with kids. Mm-hmm. And it brought, in a lot of ways, education brings people together. And that's what we found. And so then Jen was like, well, let's do something about it.
And so what are some of the, you know, issues with the ecosystem in Indian River?
So actually this river, you know, my first impression of it when I moved here a few years ago is that it's got this old growth forest and its watershed, and it's this very pristine place. Mm-hmm. It is these things. Also, in the lower watershed, it's been an urban watershed for over 100 years. Mm. And so there are different challenges that different managers and stakeholders with organizations in this watershed have faced over time. And one of the things that's happened in the watershed is gravel extraction. And that happened over a few decades in the 1940s to 60s when the military needed gravel for different military operations. Mm-hmm. And that created a big scoured out hole in the estuary. And the river tried to come into balance with that. And so it cut down into its banks, into the lower watershed within Sitka National Historic Park. So if you stand in the river like we were with the students near that pedestrian bridge, you see how high the banks are around you and how unstable some of them are. And that sediment ends up getting into the stream and affecting fish habitat. It's when the fish lay their eggs, they don't want to have a lot of fine sediment on them or they suffocate. Mm-hmm. And so this is one of the management challenges that resource managers are facing is what do we do about this bank instability that has partly come from that gravel extraction many years ago.
So your response was to then organize this working group. And what are some of the goals of the working group going forward?
So a big goal is effective communication. Since there are many stakeholders with a long past in this watershed, it'd be great to catch everyone up on what we're all up to in this watershed. Mm-hmm. And as people have heard about this opportunity, this working group, they're like, yeah, I really want to know what's going on because, you know, I've heard rumors about land swaps or different things going on, but, you know, we just haven't had the opportunity and the place to get together and discuss these things. We want to provide the space for people to get together and voice their plans and concerns. And we also want to look at what we know and what we don't know. So information gathering and sharing. And as part of that, we will take local high school students out from Sitka High School as well as Mount Edgecombe and collect more data, specifically looking at cross sections and, you know, what's happening. How far does this scour from things like the gravel extraction extend? And then also we want to create a plan for the future. So given all these different management issues, you know, what kind of solutions can we come up with?
And that brought up another thing we talked about earlier. You know, it's so wonderful in Sitka to have the opportunity to you know, teach students in an outdoor classroom. And what does that data collection look like, and how does that serve your students and you as a teacher in the classroom?
Well, we were super lucky to get Steve Poston and Brennan Carter from the National Park Service to come out and work with the kids. And so Steve actually had a big, long measuring tape stretched across the river and this really cool flow meter that the kids got to use. And the kids were actually running around in wetsuits because I didn't have waders for them. Mm-hmm. And we were able to rotate the kids through that station. And then we also had oranges where we were throwing the oranges in the water and timing how long it took for them to go a certain distance mm-hmm. to measure the speed of the water. And then we had another group that were able to break off and go with Brennan Carter and Jen Hamlin to look at the overall like watershed management challenges and just kind of take a step back from the river and look at all the different pieces that are affecting that section of the river. And so it was pretty fun. And then we ended up going out to Stargavin as well. So we did a whole week of hydrology, both semesters for me over at Mount Edgecombe. And so then we were able to really compare the two watersheds. We're very lucky in Sitka to have two watersheds on the road system to be able to have that comparison because they're two very different places. So it was a really great experience for my students, and it was really fun because we did it in the fall semester, and then I had a different group of students in the second spring semester. And so we were, you know, able to kind of get a handle on how to make it work, and then I had 18 students the second semester, and there mm-hmm. was quite a few more. And then we were able to say, okay, well, this is what's actually been done in the past few months since we had this conversation in the fall. Mm-hmm. Now this working group grant is being proposed, and then next fall we're going to say, look, this is how much work we've gotten done over mm-hmm. the summer, and it's still, and maybe even involve some of the students or not. But it's important for me to have kids have real experiences, and so they can actually see how the work that they're doing has effect on the community that they're in. So.
And long-term goals of the working group, what do you hope to achieve after the 10 meetings have concluded?
I think that this is a starting point for us, mm-hmm. and that hopefully well into the future the community will continue to get together to check in and communicate with one another about their different goals in the watershed. And then also, you know, if the community decides as part of their plan that they'd like to see different restoration projects happen, then together as a community, we can go after funding for that, and we have much more chance of being successful if we work together in that effort.
And first meeting coming up next Tuesday, correct? Can you tell me a little more about that?
Sure. So July 18th, 5 p.m. at the Shikaquan Nakahiti Community House. The public is invited. We want anyone with an interest in the Indian River to come and learn more and voice their concerns and hopes for this watershed that is on the road system and as such is a very important community resource for subsistence foods. And as a representative of the Sitka tribe, that is one of our main objectives, is to continue to provide subsistence resources for the community well into the future. So we invite everyone to come, whether you are a landholder or have an organization or just simply have interest in the Indian River. And so it will be at 5 p.m.
All right. Well, great. Then the next first meeting of 10 meetings next Tuesday, July 18th, 5 p.m. at the Shikaquan Nakahiti Community House. And I've been speaking to Jen Hamblin and Chola Mole. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
Yeah.